sit here.
All right. Well, I'd like to introduce you all to Woody Simmons here. Woody comes from right up the valley here in Mill Creek. And Woody's going to play the banjo and the fiddle for us today. Anytime you have any questions, if Woody can answer them, I'm sure he'll try.
I'm mighty glad to be here today.
Do you mind telling us how old you are?
72 years old.
And what I was thinking is you're still learning tunes. I know you haven't played that tune that long.
No, I haven't played that in too long. I heard some fellas playing down in Charleston, Vandalia days, and I decided I'd try to play it myself.
Good job.
It's an Irish tune.
Pardon?
It's an Irish tune.
Yes. What kind of tunes do you all like the best?
Old tunes.
Old tunes?
Why don't you play us the first tune you ever learned?
All right, Soldier Joy.
Thank you.
old time way, and now I can play it the bluegrass style.
Okay, I'd like to see that. Difference there, Woody?
Well, the bluegrass got a little more notes and a little different swing to it. Yes. Yeah, so, you know, hi, Michael.
We got a real guitar player just showed up here. I'm
going to
let Michael
see
you.
Michael,
go ahead.
Yes, sir. Could you tell the difference in the Soldier's Joy there?
Hell yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right, Michael, how are you?
I've never been any better.
Well, good. All right. A little bit sharper than you, I believe. Bridges. This fiddle when I was 13 years old. I done janitor work at the schoolhouse and paid for it in the spring of the year when I got my check. Bought off an old bachelor. The old fiddle's over 200 years old. It's been handed down from the Ward family and into all these five or six fellas owned it before I got it. Yeah.
I've been trying to get Woody to put me next on the list.
All right. done a bad job on that leather bridge. I hadn't played that for a long time. Gray Eagle. Thank you.
me realize the different things that fiddle players strive for, or that any musician strives for when he's playing. And I think with Woody, it's always been a striving to get as much tone, as much sweetness of tone as he possibly could get out of the fiddle. That's been what's really most important to you, hasn't it, Woody?
That's right. Yes, sir.
Woody, who would you say were the fiddlers that influenced you the most over the years? Say, starting from when you were just learning and all.
Fiddling Arthur Smith. Yes, sir. Back in the 20s and 30s. And Clayton McMitchin. Yes, sir. Yes.
Were they from around here, Woody?
No.
Arthur Smith. Now, where's he from?
He is from Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. The old king of the fiddlers. He passed away here about 10 years ago.
Fiddling Arthur, you said now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's a younger Arthur Smith. This was the old king of the fiddlers.
Right. Great man.
Yes, sir. Not too many, no. I'll play you one of Arthur's old tunes, Sugar Tree Stump. Stump. Arthur Smith, King of the Fiddlers.
Yeah, I seem to remember somewhere hearing or reading that you played a few times with Clayton McMitchin. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I played with him at Edge Park at Harrisonburg, Virginia. Yes, sir. Clayton was a fine fiddler. Yes, sir. Here's another one of Arthur's old tunes, Peacock Rag. Thank you. hornpipe.